All right, I understand that we have now reached my colleague, NPR political correspondent Scott Detrow. He is on the line with us now. Again, Scott was at an event today where former Vice President Joe Biden rolled out a $2 trillion climate change plan. Hey, Scott, glad you're here with us now.
Hey there, some poorly timed technical problems before, but we're here now.
You're here now. Okay, so this is the second big economic plan Biden has rolled out in the last week. Tell us what was in this plan exactly.
There's a lot in here. It's $2 trillion total. It has incentives and funding to speed up the transition to electric and zero emission vehicles. It would make millions of commercial and residential buildings more energy efficient in order to cut down on power usage. And it would keep pushing the power sector to a zero emission future that would be largely based on wind and solar and other clean technology, not coal and natural gas. And Joe Biden thinks that this can happen in 15 years under this plan, which is a really aggressive timeline.
Yeah.
You know, it would be an expensive campaign says it would pay for part of it by raising the corporate tax rate. And this would really lead to major changes in the economy and society. And the Biden campaign is also emphasizing, as we heard earlier in that soundbite, that this would create millions of new jobs. The campaign says they want to make sure they're union jobs for the people who, you know, build the solar and wind farms and weatherize these buildings.
Well, what I'm curious about is, you know, a lot of Biden's rivals in the Democratic primary had these broader, more aggressive climate change plans, broader than even his plans were at the time. Has Biden changed the way he's campaigning on this issue? Like, is he incorporating some of those other ideas now?
He is. He's. You've seen this with a lot of different issues. He's going a bit further to the left, incorporating this work that his campaign and Bernie Sanders' campaign have done on new priorities. And Biden is also increasingly speaking about climate change the way many younger voters see it, as an existential threat that the world is running out of time to solve.
Science tells us we have 9 years before the damage is irreversible. So my timetable results is in my first 4 years as president.
And up until pretty recently politically, Democrats often felt like they had to couch how they talked about climate change solutions in general elections. They worried that voters would be concerned about the cost of these plans, you know, increased gasoline cost, a lot of things like that. That moment has clearly changed. Democrats feel like this is an issue that the public is on their side and they want to see big plans. So Biden got a lot of praise from climate groups today and from Washington Governor Jay Inslee, who had run his entire campaign on climate change and proposed a lot of the things that are in this Biden plan. And just to underline the contrast here, this comes as President Trump plans to alter a 1970 law that would make it easier to build highways and pipelines and other projects that pose environmental risks. And of course, the Trump administration has undone a lot of what the Obama administration did on the environment.
Meanwhile, the Biden campaign started airing ads today in Texas. What do you think that tells us about November?
It tells us two things. First of all, the Democrats are feeling pretty confident about the state of this race. The Biden campaign is still spending the bulk of its money and concentrating most of its efforts in those six states we always talk about, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and then Florida, North Carolina, and Arizona. But a lot of polls have shown that Biden is competitive in Texas. And of course, Texas is really being ravaged by the coronavirus. So the Biden campaign is spending a relatively small amount of money and airing this ad that just focuses on the pandemic.
You know, this virus is tough, but we can stop the spread. But it's up to all of us to do it. We have to step up and do both the simple things and the hard things.
And that message there gets to a more important opportunity, I think, that Biden has. What he's saying in this ad is pretty standard stuff that you would hear from a president in a crisis. But President Trump just isn't focusing on things like that or messages like that. And that really gives Biden an opening to win over voters by just kind of acting presidential.
And what about, I mean, are you hearing anything from the Biden camp about getting out and physically campaigning, you know, at actual events with real voters? Any word on that and what the plans might be?
It's tricky. They want to be really careful just because they have a candidate who's in an age group that's more susceptible to this virus and also to send a message. So you're having these events like today where there was just maybe a dozen reporters in a big, in a really big ballroom and Joe Biden. So he's basically speaking to an empty room. We're all spaced out. Not only that, the Biden campaign puts down these little plastic circles for reporters to stand in to make sure we're socially distant. So it's a very strange environment to be campaigning for president in, but they feel like they just want to be safe.
I mean, this is your first presidential campaign reporting gig where you're not among big crowds, Scott.
That's right. And it's pretty easier to set up and make sure you've got your recording gear in place when there's only six or seven other people in the room. I guess that's one benefit. Of course, you're also wearing a mask and doing all sorts of safety precautions. It's just a very strange world we're in right now.
That is NPR's Scott Detrow joining us from Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you so much, Scott.
Sure thing.